Yivamis Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Hacholitz Liyavimtoi. Ruvain died. Shimon, his brother, was Cholitz to Rachel, the wife. Vinimtzis Mu'beres. He was Cholitz right away. Found out that she's a Mu'beres. Wasn't Nikr B'shaitoi. He did the Chalitza. Now, what's the din of a Mu'beres? The din of a Mu'beres is that it doesn't make a difference that the child of the mace wasn't born when he was, by the time he died. If Lamaisa, his wife, had a child from him, that's called he left over children. That's not Ubanian law. That's not Bamokim Yibum. But that's something that you don't know when he died. Obviously, it's Mavur in other places that takes 3 months. That's what's Mavur over here. It takes 3 months, Bederech Klal, till a woman is Hukar Ubro. So what happens if he was Chalitz right away? Vinimtsis Mu'beres. V'yolodo. And she gave birth. Bizman she'avlad shel kayomo. If the child is of Vlad Shel Kayom, it doesn't mean he doesn't have to last till adulthood. Vlad Shel Kayom just means he's not an Eifel. He lived. Kenzani means that he has to live till the age of 30 days, because if he dies within 30 days, then he's an Eifel. Vinishvi, if he's of Vlad Shel Kayom, obviously that's not called Ubein Ein Loi. So, who mutu bekroivo yisel, vihi mutez bekroivo. Normally, midirabonon, a chalutza with the former yovam after the chalitza has a relationship of a grusha. We have it also legabi marrying a kohen, she has din of a grusha. So he certainly has that din legabi marrying her sister. It's like a chois ishtoi, similar to grusha. But if the chalitza turned out to be not relevant because she wasn't a chalutza, so there's no relation. The fact that he did a maisa chalitza and nobody knew b'shas maisa, if it was a proper chalitza, doesn't make a difference. She's not a chalutza. She's not like a grusha. Let's say the child was an eifel. Then we have all the dinim of an eishes ish midrabanon isakroivim psulam anakuhuna. The Mishnah seems pretty straightforward, but there's a number of issues over here that we have to deal with. First of all, we said before, what's a bar kayoma, just to speak out something that's mavur in different sugis and shas. Over here, the din of a vlad, to be mekayim, to be mafkir from zika, that there's no din of a bein ein loy, that's chal b'shas, there's a viable child that's a bar kayoma that's born. The regular din that a child b'toich lam and yoyim is a nefil is not relevant over here. That means as soon as a child that's born full term is born, even if the child for whatever reason chalila dies, that's called that the mace left over children, that's a p'tur min ha'ivu. It happens to be a chumrah that there's no way of knowing when you have a vlad that lived for a week, for two, Chazal's time, it's not a common musik by us, that could be that the child was lekol lechadoshev and he was not a bar kayoma from the second he was born. In that case, we wouldn't look at it as a vlad bar kayoma. Therefore, mipnei hasofik shall need chalitza if the child died to echlamet. So that's time for the pshat, the etzim tzuras hadin. The bigger issue over here is the Gemara in the beginning of the perek over here on Daf Lamed Heil Amud Beis has a major sugi, a major machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. You can look at the mefarshim over here. The Melech HaShalom brings it down by Richus. Rabbi Yochanan learns out from a posuk that chalitzas milberes eino chalitza. You see, the Mishnah over here is discussing milberes normally. The way the Mishnah is worded, he didn't know when he was chelitz that she's mu'beres, that has to be within 3 months. Because after 3 months, he knows that she's not nimtzis mu'beres, he knows she's mu'beres. But let's talk about all 9 months together. Chalitzas mu'beres, lo yishmo chalitza. Azai Rabbi Yochanan learns that, and the Rish Lakish learns that out of a pasuk. If he's bo'alel, which is going to be Mishnah Beis, of course he can't, because maybe she'll have a child, and then it's an eish esach. But let's say he was bo'alel, be'isser. If it turns out that she doesn't have a child, he wasn't bo'alel, be'isser, she's not an eish esach. She'loi b'moke mitzvah, she's oimedes li'ibum. But the din right now, the ma'isi yibum exists, hakos of ayin olov, that the din of the yibum has to be miskayim, when she's clearly yivoma, Rish Lakish is mechadish, that the din is that bias milberes loishmo bi, it's not a kiyum of yibum, she's still a skuka. Chalitzas milberes loishmo chalitza, she's still a skuka. Rabbi Yochanan argues from the rear case is grader that we pass in like Rish Lakish. We pass in the chalitza smu beres lo yishmo chalitza, bia smu beres lo yishmo bia. Now, the reading of the Mishnah is difficult either way you go, because the pashtus is when you read the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying, bizman shal vlad shal gyomi, he made the chalitza. Hu mutu b'kreve sev, hi mutes b'kreve. That means that there was no chalitza that was performed. But the second case in the Mishnah, Luchar clearly says, that if shlamaisa she's a skuka, ain't avlad shal kayoma. So who also b'kreve sev, hi asur b'kreve, b'salam an akuhuna, she has a din of a chalitza. Why she had a din of a chalitza? I thought chalitza it's meuberes, loishmo chalitza. So what you're going to have to say, the Gemara says, that according to Rish Lakish, ain't achnami, midaraisa, the yibum was in the sky. In the second Mishnah, by us, the chalitza was in the sky. There's a din midirabonon since Bishas Maisa, you did a chalitza, and maybe she is a chalitza. The Maisa chalitza is not good, but la Maisa, she is a din skuka, it'll be in his bar la mafreya, when the child dies, that she was a skuka the whole time. So then the halacha is that midirabonon, we give her a din chalitza, and this psalm and akuhuna. And then the Gemara asks the flip side, why is it psalm and akuhuna? According to Rish Lakish, should say more than that. She needs chalitza min ho'achim. That's the more important din. The psul midrabanon is a secondary outcome. The deraisa nafkamina is that she needs chalitza. So ein achanami, the Gemara says, the psul midrabanon only says agav, but really the halach is she needs a chalitza. So we have this back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and it's a very interesting, this is one of Yevamos's big chidushim, that you have a woman who, if she has Lamaisa an Eifel, that means that the whole 9 months we looked at her Be'etzem B'Shas Misa. Remember, we have the Din of Nesra, which tells us that a Chalois Zikas Yabmin has to be Chal B'Shas Misa Sabal. We look at it that the Chalitza is not a good Chalitza, even though she's a Medisla Chalitza. She's a Medisla Yibum. The Maisa Chalitza, the Maisa Yibum is not good, but she's an Eishesach B'Mokha Mitzvah. It's a very interesting dichotomy. Another thing that's mavur over here is that since she's an eishes ach, that's skuka liibum, so there's no isur eishes ach. Even though right now if he's bolel, the ma'aseh is not a ma'aseh ibum. It's a bias yabmin where it's not mekayim the din of yibum, but it's not considered that he was pogah by eishes ach. It's a very big chiddush, and the lomdim rebach ber and so on. Rabbi Senu are busy trying to explain the exact geder of this type of din. Similar, Taisus brings a tzushta, we have such a thing, by the way, it's interesting, tzushta, sugi in the end of Yevamos, is what would be if somebody dies, Reuven dies, and the only brother he leaves over is a cotton. The beer of a cotton, even if he's a ben teisha, that maise biyoso is a maise beer, but since he's a cotton, the pashtus is that his yibum is not a yibum. It's not chal as a Kenyan, he can't. He can't do a ma'aseh issues, but it's not considered that there's a bia shel eishes achshel leib b'malka mitzvah. No, she's a yevama. For 3 years from now, when he's a bar mitzvah, he's going to have to be boleh or he's going to have to be chaylitz. So she is a eishes ach b'malka mitzvah, even though the ma'aseh yibum isn't a ma'aseh yibum, and therefore the bias, the brother-in-law, is not considered a pogah b'eishes ach. Shalom b'mokum mitzvah. So that's one of Yevamos's big chidushim. Now let's see Mishnah Beis, which, like we're pointing out, is really only the flip side of what we just said. Mishnah Beis. Hakoni says yivimtoi v'nimtzis mu'beres v'yolodo. Let's say not the case that we had in Mishnah Aleph where he was choylitz mu'beres, but he was koinis yivimtoi. He was takabolo. Now, again, if he would come and ask us lahalocha, is he allowed to be koinis her? The answer is no. Why? Because if Lamaisa she has a child, read the next line in the Mishnah. Bizman she'avlad shel kayoma, yoytzi v'chayovim b'karbon. He knows that she might be, if she's within 3 months, you don't know at all. After 3 months, if she's a mu'beres, gevalt, there's a suffix over here, she's going to be an eishesach, shelo b'mokum mitzvah. If he's bold and it turns out that she gives birth to a live child, then the halach is his chayv karmen. He was born at Eishes Ach, Rechmano Litzlan. Im ein avlad shel kayomo yikayim. If the vlad is natural kayomo, so then he stays married to her. What he did was wrong. He was born a sofik Eishes Ach. Lemaisa, now he could keep her. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Yibum that he did, Bishas Yibur, was Chal. If you hold like Rish Lakish that we spoke about, and the halacha is that way, that Bias Milberes Loishma Bio, so then Yikayim over here means he could continue living with her. And Avada, the only Yibum that will make the Kinyan Nasas Kishal Chalova, will be after she already gave birth and the child was not live. As an aside, we just spoke out, which is Pashul Lagabi the Maisi Yibum, that if she's a Mulberis, for him to be Bo'aleo is definitely a Nisa Deraisa. The chances are most women give birth to live children. The chances are that she's going to turn out to be an Eishes Ach. If he got lucky and she miscarried, so he got lucky that he wasn't Pogah Be'eishes Ach, but he was definitely Oiv and Nisa Deraisa. He was Bo B'mokim that there's Korv Levadai, or there's a Roiv at least, that he's going to be Oiv and Chavi Krisus. So certainly he deserves Petra. He's certainly not allowed to be Bo'aleo. But let's ask ourselves, going back to Mishnah Aleph, would he be allowed to be Choylitz? Let's say he wants to do the Mais Chalitza now. According to Rish Lakish, the Mais Chalitza doesn't work. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Mais Chalitza Mu'beres, if it turns out that she's miscarrying, so she's a medesli Yibum, the Chalitza that he did is a good Chalitza within the 9 months of Ibur. So the Shaila is the Chalitza, is he allowed to be Chalitza? So the truth of the matter is that there's a mission at the end of the Perek that a Yovam should not be Chalitza until after 3 months. That means that till 3 months after the husband's death, till after Reuven dies, there's no way to know if she's a Mu'beres. So he should not be Miyabim. Not be Miyabim is a Davar Pasha. He shouldn't be Choylitz. Why shouldn't he be Choylitz? Because why should he make problems? Why is he doing a Maisa Chalitza? B'mokum that maybe she doesn't need a Maisa Chalitza. Why would you get involved in a situation which you're going to be Choylitz, or Ki'ilu she's a Chalutza, she's really an Almona. So therefore, better to stay off the Mais Chalitza. Because it's L'chatchil not to be Chalitz, where Chazal mafkia, that then he has to go back and do the Mais Chalitza again, midrabonon, because Chazal didn't want to do Mais Chalitza, that's a good question. So Shailin had to learn a Pataisus from Kiv Eger, has a back and forth how to learn this Taisus, in Ois Mem Dalet, and he blives L'maisa by Tzorchin Godl in the Pshat in the Taisus. So we have the dinner of Yechon and dinner of Rish Lakish. We paskin Rish Lakish, and that means that Vim Eina Vlad Shal Kayomi Yikayim, Kivega, like we said, points out that Yikayim doesn't mean he's married to her, it means he should stay married to her. He's asked to be Bo'aleo Pam Shenis in order to be kind to her. The Bias Milberes was Loish Mabir. Sofik Ben Tisha Lerisha and Sofik Ben Shiva Lo Achroin. Let's say she does give birth. Let's say he was Bo'aleo. The Yovam was Bo'aleo. Obviously, Shaloi Kedin. And it's not clear if the child that's born 9 months later is his child, the Mace's child, or maybe the child was born premature and the child was born from the Yovam. So you have a real problem, because if the child belongs to the Mace, then she's married illegally to an Eishes Ach. So therefore, the halach is Yoytzi Vavlad Kosher. The Yoytzi over here is clear, because it's a Sofik Eishes Ach. We have Vlad Kosher. The Vlad is Kosher Mamonav Shach. If his father's deceased was Reuven, so he's Kosher, he's child of Reuven. You don't know who his father is, but it's not relevant. Either his father's Reuven or his father's Shimon. Vinishvi, she was Muteris. What was done illegally, but the child is Kosher. The Chayovin Ba'ashem Talui. There's a Suffolk over here. Again, in the ratio. If it turns out, Yoytzi v'chayovim b'korban, if it turns out that he was pegeh be'eishes ach, so he's guilty. He did what was wrong because he wasn't allowed to be bo'aleo. Therefore, he's chayiv korban. In the sefer, there's a shayla if he was bo'aleo eishes ach, and therefore he's chayiv v'nashum tada. That's always the halacha. Whenever you have a sofik, ochel chelev, ochel shuman, the halacha is chayiv v'nashum tada. What's important to point out over here is what happens if he waited 3 months and then he was bo'aleo. So like we just pointed out later on in the Perek Mishnah Yud, somebody's Reuven died, Shimon should not be Cholitz Levinta until after 3 months. After 3 months, the Roiv, the fear assumption is that she's not a Mu'beres. What happens on the one in a million that she was not Hukar Ubra and her Ubra only showed up? It was only Nika after 4 months. She had a right to be Meyabim her. Lamaisa turned down, now she's expectant, and she gave birth to a child. He was Pagan Eishes Ach. The halacha is is that he's potter from a carbon, Taisu says, because since he relied on a roiv, my havalei lemevat. Taisu means to say is that he's an oinus. You rely on a roiv, you had a right to. Now, what it sounds like is that that's a basic law. If you follow an halacha, the Shulchan Aruch told you you're allowed to be miyabim after 3 months. You're allowed to follow roiv. So if a yid was semich on roiv and it turned out that what he did was chayvik krisus, he's not chayvik carbon, he's an oinus. The problem is a bavusta barim tekasha. From the Neid Yehuda, Kiveege, the Shmaitzer, they're all busy with this kasha, is that there's a Mishnah later on in Yevomis, we'll discuss it again later on, but just now to be mitzayin the Nusach, is that the Mishnah later on says, what happens if a woman heard from Edim that her husband died, she got remarried, and Rachman Islam, the husband showed up, the Edim were not telling the truth, or they made a mistake. The halacha, she has to bring a karban chatas. What do you mean? She listened to the Torah. Shulchan Aruch says she should listen to Edim, she's allowed to get remarried. That's an excellent question. We're going to have to leave that for Perek Yishur Rabbah. But what Taisus says over here is that since she listened to a roiv, she's parted from a carbon.